Rashi and Hey Dalar in the base. Gaga Samalishisarabin. It's in the medium sized Rashi's, towards the bottom. Shenamuk of Chotzer, the Chot Tzidov, El Tzidov Echod, Mishisarabin, Bestam Gaga Boyasor. As opposed to a gag, which is on a house around, which is inside of a chotzer, here one side of it is facing out towards the Rishus Rabban, but it's at least 10 tefachim high, higher than the Rishus Rabban. So the Mora says that Shmuel said needs a sulam kavua min aliyah lagag latira lataltim and repeset lagag. It has to have a sulam kavua going up from the floor beneath it, or for above it, whoever you picture your picture, to allow you to carry from the repeset, which is facing out from the gag, into the Rishus Rabban. The overle sulam, golidaite the sulke legag mikar Rishus Rabban. By making the sulam kavua, he's saying that the main function of this gag is to be mishtamish to the aliyah, and not the Rishus Rabban. V'yonichle the shemushabe, he's planning to use it. However, sulam aroy, given the mesalik lay, command alesahu, since you could remove the sulam aroy, it's like it's not there. So Mor says, my time, hagag ze enam the tashmish b'nei Rishus Rabban klal, it's not being used with Rishus Rabban, so why would it need a sulam kavua to be matrit? The answer has to be this idea of that since it's b'sechasora, the hadori, it's going to be asr and hadori. The Bahachyaskin, the case is the following. So the Merpeset is less than 10 Tvachim high. It's extending out by the Rishus Rabban. And from there you go into the Gag. And it's less than 10 Tvachim from the Merpeset to the Gag. Alma Alpha Gav, the Merpeset Kepesach. It's like the opening. The Baby Shazam in a Roy. But it's not made for the Bnei Rishus Rabban. Kivan the Merpeset Rishus Rabban. They're not. It's not made for that. But still, Kivan the Merpeset Rishus Rabban. Begoy Asura the Hadori Kaimi. Asri Hadori. Since they're within 10 tefachim of each other, so they asked it to each other. Yilav Hachi. Because if that's not the reasoning, so time of mind, Nino. What was the other reasoning? Regarding the Merpeset Megufefes Lamala, it is surrounded. It has a mechitza around it Lamala. Upischa Biyud Amos Rishus Rabban, and the opening is 10 Amos or less. The Lab Megufefes Sabib Kimid LaGavia Sora Karmelisi. If it doesn't have walls on it, or it has a pierce of 10, more than 10, so then it's a problem of a karmelis. It's less than 10 tefachim high, and it's 4x4, so it's a karmelis. The sulam lo mehanyele the kamatalta mekarmelis is just a yachid. So the sulam on the gag is not going to allow and solve the problem of a karmelis carrying from the merpeset, which is a karmelis, to the gag, which is just a yachid. So it has to be the merpeset to have some type of a fence on it. So that's a raya to this idea of Besechosor is Asri Adodi. Mor says, no, it's no raya. I can tell you the case was the Rabbi Mechasin Allah B'chumsa B'sudra. Shemagilim Losis Allah B'chel, Kevoyin, their hats, Umaforis, and their scarves. Tashish Necha B'hogan, that's an easy, good use for that. Lehem, lemasi kalkas, to use it for a light type of burden. Abishan and Roy lehem lekituf masri kaved. They can't use it to set down and arrange a large package, a heavy package, really. Remember, you see, it's a Shabbos. Tisha chazal lekas lichtev abo yudloi. 9 tefachim high, an omer which is 9 tefachim high, Rishus Rabban, is a good height to use to put down and arrange a heavy weight for kisuf, but 10 tefachim ready is not. The answer is hani mili lamasri kovit. That's talking about a heavy load. Amir l'kumsa v'sudra chazu. But for a light load like a kumsa v'sudra, that the height of ten tefachim is usable. Kishem yadam ayefim be'maisa chama, when people are feeling worn out when they're walking in the summertime. Noitlin kovei and v'sudrin me'irishen, they take their hat off and take their sudra off. Achifuach haruach b'hem, until they get a little bit of breeze. So they use that to put it down over there. Therefore, since it's used by the Bnei Shisur Rabbim, so it has a connection to the Shisur Rabbim, and that's why it would be connected to the Shisur Rabbim and affected by it. I feel a lekhaima merpesed begoyud, even if the merpesed is not within 10 tefachim. So this is bechal not at all connected to the conversation which we were having before. Now, so Rashi, why don't you say the following? But at the end of the day, for the Bnei Aliyah, because the Maisa above 10 Tavachim we always said was called Bezrika. So why don't we say for the Nation of the Rabbim it's Bezrika? For the Bnei Aliyah, it's called Bepesach, the Sulam being, the axis being the equivalent of Bepesach. Zubazrika. The chotzer lav tashmish day bahani kavoyim kalim ela bekelim kavedim. Or I guess all the way around. He's saying, so you, and if we say that, we don't say that over here, so why don't we apply every case of yud that it's called a valid access, even though it's 10 tefachim. It's not called bazrika because you can use it to put light things there. So the case of the chotzer, why do we say yud is called bazrika? If you could put light, you tell me that something which is 10, you could put light things there. The answer is the chotzer lab tashmishte bahani kevoyim kalim ela bekelim kevedim. The usage of a chotzer, cases we're talking about cases of using a chotzer, it's not the goal of a chotzer is not to put light things there; is to be able to put heavy loads there if necessary. Mechi gevoya kersel yud. So something which is 10 tefachim high already is not chotzer usable. Even though it's usable, it's a height which is accessible, but it's not usable for the type of things you want to be able to use in a chotzer. Therefore, so if one person has a lower height, so b'pesach, he has a tashmish which is called b'pesach, for him, that's going to be going to consider it a better usage. Is chazi, but for vis-a-vis the tashmishim that Bnei Shas Rabbim would do, they're not either. This is a valid usage that they would have. Okay. V'isavukid l'hodr of Nachman, Amar Shmuel, v'gag pachas me'asora, that the height of the gag is less than 10 tefachim to the Shas Rabbim. So as far as we're concerned, it's like the equivalent of vis-a-vis, it's at the top of there vis-a-vis the Rosh Hashanah is a Carmelis. How would the Sulam help them solve that problem? Okay. The Rashi, furthermore, I also heard another pshat, Benishamati, Goyasar, Dadadi, Shenarochim, which is a rabbi, Masar. The issue here is not height. The issue is distance. V'yafshul or Merkain. Shloshir Chacham Masar, the Shabbos, Ela Begoy, Vashir Arbo, Ela Bemeshir. So the distance is always going to be an issue of 4 tefachim, not of 10 tefachim being an issue of distance. So saying 10 tefachim in distance is not a standard usage, it's not Mistabah, that's what we're talking about. Zot the Gemara. I'm Rabbi Huda Amar Shmuel. Bottom line of Pedal Alma Beis, top of Pehemet Aleph. Bor Shebein Shtei Chatzeris. There's a... it's again, we're talking about the idea that there's this middle area which is doesn't belong to either one of them. But the case over here is that there's a bor which two chatzeris have access to. It's in the no man's land between the two of them. Rashi says that there's a mavi katan in between the two of them. So zeh arba'o. No, I'm sorry. Muflag is mekarsel zeh arba'o. Mekarsel zeh arba'o. The distance from either wall is four tefachim or more. So it's not close to either one of the walls. So both of them have an element of, besides shilshul, they also have an element of zrika involved. They have to reach out to get to it. So in this situation, so their level of usage between the two of them is equal. So both have a right to take from the boar. It doesn't belong to either one of them. If it belongs to either one of them, you have a problem of rishus. There's a problem of eruv. If it belongs to both of them, you also have a problem of eruv, because you're taking from an area which belongs to both of them without an area between the two of them. So you're taking from the other sides. But since it's distanced arba from it, it doesn't really belong to either of them. But we're going to create a kula that they're allowed to take from there. So this doesn't have a rishus of either of them. So zematiziz kol shehu umemalim. Zematiziz kol shehu umemalim. So each one can do milui from this boar, and to do the milui from this boar, they do it. So in order to make a hecker for what they're doing, they have to extend out something from the rishus to look like an extension that they're taking it from there. But it's a hecker ba'alma, it's a ziz ba'alma. As a hecker. And Rashi gives you an example. We have this in Masechta Shabbos. There's a case of the boat, which is the rishus yachid, riding on the yam, which is a karmelis. He wants to draw water from the yam, or from the into the boat. So you have a problem. Now, meeker, then it wasn't really a problem, because we measure the 10 tefachim of karmelis from the bottom of the yam. The maisa, it looks like you're taking from the yam into the boat. So says that you need a hecker. Oh, a hecker. You extend out a ledge from the boat, aziz kol shehu, and then you learn mala over that point. So it looks like that becomes like, as it were, like a rishus yachid extending out. And then again, it's all hecker. It's not real, as if the rishus yachid would then extend down, and you're taking from that, from the, even though you're not really doing anything with that. Because all of a sudden it's a hecker that people say, what's going on? And remind you that there's a special swara why this is mutter. So over here you have to do the same thing. So that's what Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel says. Versus Rav Yehuda today, Amar Afilu Kanya, you don't even need a ziz. Even just a stick sticking out would be sufficient. It's still mutter. Okay. So Amar Le'abaya Rav Yosef. Hodr of Yehuda the Shmulhi. That which Rav Yehuda said, that this tikkun kol shehu is necessary, and I guess sufficient, is the Shmulhi. He got it from Shmuel. The Eder Rav, because Rav Yehuda learned by both Shmuel and by Rav, so he got this point from, he got it from Shmuel, because according to Rav, Omer Rav says, "Ein adam oyser al chaver derech avir." An area which we're going to say that his access is just avir access, which that's not a real access, because there's no real access from this chotzer and its wall to this boar in any normal fashion. There's no need for anything, so you wouldn't even need a kana. A kana, he learned from Shmuel. And then you're going to have to say that when Shmuel said before Ziz, and Rehuda said Akana, he was learning up that that's what Shmuel meant. Okay, so more is going to say, you're saying you got it from Shmuel. Which statement of Shmuel do you think that he's coming from? Okay. Let's see Rashi. Tanap Rashi on Peheim and Aleph. Borsha Ben Shtechetzeris. Apruda Zumizu. That there's a gap between the two Chetzeris, as opposed to usually that they're sharing in a common wall. There's a gap between the two of them. There's a little pathway between the two of them. Main diurin psuchin loy, but that mavi has no, there's no opening to it. So it's not a regular mavi that it's being mishtamish with people coming out from the chutz. So there's no doors. So this mavi doesn't belong to anybody. And that there, and in between there's a bore, and that bore is four tefachim away at least from both walls. Yeah. Oh, closed, but that, it doesn't belong. It doesn't have an access anywhere which is accessing out into a it belongs to any rishus. Pasha would have to be that it opens at both ends of rishus rabim. That would be fine. But it doesn't belong. It's not opening one into a mavi of chetzeris and something like that. So it has to be the four. Dilav Haki, if that wouldn't be so, and he puts it, he changes the Girsha, the Muflug are Bu'ah, if it wasn't fourth Fakim away, Habi Tashmish or Benachas, so then it's a case of Shilshul, your Mashalsha down from the wall. So that's called Tashmish or Benachas. Habi Kamashar Bor, Chetze Bechatuzu, Bechetze Bechatuzu. Then we would say it's like both have access to it. And it's a case of a bore which is shared in between two chetzeres. Shereshus shneim shaltes, but both have power over it. Talmas nisin chetze bechatzuzu bechetze bechatzuzu. A bore which is shared between two chetzeres. No, talmas nisin bore shabein shtei chetzeres ein mamal and haymenah b'shabbos. Neither one can take from neither chutzner can take from that bor on Shabbos. So that oyser al zeh achi arvu. So the only way it's going to be mutter because both they ask on each other until they do an eruv. By achi yasu mechitzo tzuliya bebor, or you do a mechitzo bebor. So what they can do is they can run a mechitzo. So you have to do a mechitzo which goes across the middle of the bore, doesn't have to reach the bottom. So it's a kula, the mechitza tzuya is matar b'mayim, like we had before. So the mechitza tzuya will be matar as if it went down through the middle of the bore. And we'll see later on, maybe it has to, does it have to some at least break the surface of the water? Or a tefach, that's a discussion. Okay. So that's the mishnah later on in Pei Vav. So you have to, you do mechitza. Even the mechitza can be mechitza tzuli b'bor. Kach heshiv ri. Tell the ri was mazber. This thing over here. Zimot ziz kol shehu. Mekosli out the bor. He extends out a ziz over to the bor. Malah derech chaloinu. And then from their access point, which we'll call the chaloim, and from the kaisel out to the bor, it's called der chaloim. So you go through that access point over the ziz down into the bor. There's no real isser over here, one side or the other. There's no access from the chateris out into the this mavi cotton either. The way they would access it was through derech aver. Within a disease, nami lo the truth is you don't even need disease. El mishum hacker ba'alma. It's some type of reminder. So yishtam b'shus acheres shel shnayim lo iruv to remind them what's going on over here. Why are we? Normally, you can't take a rishus which belongs to two. And here we're allowing you to take a rishus which belongs to two. So, what's the difference? All right, so that hacker will be, we'll say, well, that's over here because there's no access. So, they'll ask the question and they'll go through the thought process explaining why it's mutter. Shemachi Mesakni Hachapurta. We have to do something. This was the Ithmar Meseth, the Shabbos, Perak Azarek, Svina Rav Huna Omer Moitse, Amen Aziz Kol Shehu Mamali. Mina Lahosim, the more explains that that dinner over there is Enel Hecker Baum, it's a hecker. Lacey Latulim Carmelus Acheris, which is a Yachid, you shouldn't, in general, care for Carmelus, which is a Yachid. Viyam Lagabi Milui, Sila the Lab Carmelusi, Ella Karkiosa, the Isser of Yam, Rabbi Huna holds, is on the measure 10th vachim from the seabed, not the top of the water. Alavir demaya mokim paturhu demaya commandal is no dummy. So Rabbi Huna holds that the water doesn't count. You measure the 10th vachim from the seabed. So really, there's no isser at all taking water from the mokim patur into the boat. But it should be a hecker. The people shouldn't say you're carrying from a carmelist, which is a yachid. You'd put it out. People say, "What's that about?" And they would realize, and they'd have this conversation. So comes Rav Yehuda and says, "I feel a kanya dolaminker kuli hayishar. Even a kanya, which is not as noticeable as a ziz, is also mutter." Rav Yehuda, the boy tikkun kosher. You need something. Is the Shmuel? He learned that from Shmuel. Mishmuel Rabbi Gamar Lo the tikkun, the tzar tikkun ksas. That you need something. Need the Rav, the Haminami Rabbi. It was Rav who was his other Rabbi. Minelo Gamar Lo. He didn't learn such a thing from Rav. Do ein adam oyster al chaver b'tashe Shmuel fil kazeh. Should tzar that Rav holds a person will not answer. On the other chutzner, in such a type of a tashrish, shetzarach lizrik deli ba'avra dal tefachim, has to throw four tefachim out to get to it. If you look kanya lo tzarach, therefore it wouldn't even need anything at all. It wouldn't even need a kana. Okay. I'm sorry, if what?
If this area, which is perhaps 9 feet wide, it's 4 feet side, and it could be open at the ends, why wouldn't we say that the long time is going to shoot around the next time?
You'd have to do some type of tikkun.
At the ends of the...
If it's open, so you have to do tikkun, you can't carry inside it there, you do a lechi, whatever.
What's a charter?
Or, probably have to do, it doesn't have... Lechi only works if you have bottom of a tzeris, so you'd probably have to do a tikkun of more of a tikkun shnei pasim. Okay, so the more I ask, if the case of the mobi was accessible from somewhere else, why does it belong to that? Okay, now, so the more I ask, Abaya says that he got it from Shmuel. So Mora says, which Shmuel did he get it from? So, I mean, the obvious answer is he got it from the statement of Rabbi Yehuda or Shmuel, Borshman Chesh Chazeres, that you need something. So Rashi says, the Shmuel Mehecha, which Shmuel do you mean? Mayze remember the Shmuel, Saul Kadaita Dabaya, the mission of the Rabbi Yehuda, Mishmuel Gamarlo. What statement of Shmuel did Abaya mean that Rabbi Yehuda learned from? So we have Rashi is going to. We have. You could have learned by process of elimination. It's not Rav. I know Rav holds X, so it's got to be Shmuel. Mor says no. But Pasha, there's some member of Shmuel that Shmuel actually said this. Right. Okay. Now Rashi says so. The Daitok Hashda the Shema Abaya Lahadur Yehuda. When Abaya heard this from Yehuda, he heard it Milsa Bapi Navshe Shema. He heard this as a statement that Yehuda said it distinct from Shmuel. Amar Yehuda Barsha Ben Shtei Chetzeres Muflag as Abba Mikan Umikan Zemut Yikana Kol Shu Umamala Zemut Yikana Shu Umamala. Well, Shema Behedya Hada Shmuel. Abaya, when he heard it from Yehuda. He heard it. Rabbi Yehuda saying his own statement. This is the din. This is his case. Da, da, da. It wasn't that he was where we have it presented. Rabbi Yehuda quoted Shmuel, and then he says, "And I hold like this because that obvious where he got it from. He's quoting Shmuel." No, Rabbi Yehuda said it himself. For the Shema behead your Shmuel. the Allah the Shmuel, if Abaya heard Rabbi Huda's statement as a commentary on Shmuel's statement, this is called Shahu Shamo Abaya, that's where Abaya had heard Rabbi Huda's statement as Rabbi Huda quoting Shmuel and then adding his commentary. If the kid is Rabbi Huda said you need tikkun, that's what we're discussing. Well, you need tikkun at all. Here Shmuel says you need tikkun. So apparently Abaya, when he heard it from, at least in this step of the Gemara, when Abaya heard it from Rabbi Huda, he heard it from Rabbi Huda as an independent statement, nothing to do with Shmuel at all. And Rabbi Huda said this is the din. So I says, where'd he get it from? Must have got it from some statement of Shmuel out there somewhere. What is that? Okay. So Mor says, okay, you mean Shmuel, which Shmuel do you mean? It was a Shmuel Mehecha, and then back on the Gemara. Yilema Meho, the Omer of Nachman, Omer Shmuel. Maybe he got it from the statement of the Nachman, Omer Shmuel, which we quoted before. The case of the Gag, Asamuch, right? Gag, Asamuch, which is a Rabbim, Tzarek, Tzulam, Kabul, Ati, right? Even though this is not an area which the B'nai Rishas Rabbim normally use. Because it's 10th Vachim high. So it's only Mishtamash Bezrika. So if it's Mishtamash, it's only Mokam Yimishtamash Bezrika. So I could have argued, if that's true, why do the B'chal, they create any type of need of Tikka? And the answer is that they do. Pasha leaving out over here, somewhere says, maybe, no, the case was Duma Kidra Papa. Maybe the case was, like Moore said before, so like Rashi pointed out before, that to use it for heavy types of loads, taka, the above you, is considered bezrika. But if you have a case for using it for a masak, something which is light, it's normal. And if they were taka, we're doing that, so then it's not called a place of. The case which we're here talking about is tikkun in a place where nobody's really using it normally. They're only doing ayin ezrika, and still you need some type of a tikkun. And here, over here, it's a real hishtamshus. So that's why it needs a tikkun. Moore says, by the case of the gag, so Moore says, so you're forced to say that only the place where what Abai was saying was the following. Abai really heard of Yehuda quoting it from Shmuel, like we said before. And what Abai's point is that Rabbi Huda is really just accepting Shmuel's din and explaining what Shmuel meant. That Shmuel, when he said Ziz, it was lav davki, even a kohen is acceptable. He wasn't saying his own din. That's what Abai's point was. Al miho, as much as Ziz kol shehu mamala, as much as Ziz kol shehu mamala, time of the apik, kol apik, amin, al mesh al chaber derech avir. So he would ask. Okay, so that's where he got it from Shmuel, and he's coming to explain Shmuel's din, not to argue. So Rashi starts Sulam Kavua, in the wide lines, it's seven lines down on the wide lines. V'iloi, we're not for the Sulam Kavua. B'nei Rishas Rabim Asri Alei Derech Aver. So the B'nei Rishas Rabim will ask around the Gag, even though for them it's Derech Aver. It's the axis is above 10 Tfachim. Shein Gag Zeh Roy LeTashmishu. It's not really usable for them. Okay, Zork and Allah Dover, but only by throwing something there. The Stam Rishus Arabim Ika Chifufi Samach Laksolim Umisrachik and Al Karcha. Remember now, the discussion before was a case where the axis is distanced. Four tefachim away, so Zagrashi, you'll have that over here also. That there's a distance of four tefachim away, because usually before they get to the walls, they put some type of a barrier that you don't want to be rubbing up against the walls. That's called chufufi. So there was, it was set back a little bit from the wall, from the Rishas Rabbim also, and still, so there was a zrika up and a zrika out, and still the Rishas Rabbim asked around it. They were actually using the roof. Elameha. The Bai Shemal, the Rabbi Yehuda, Amil said the Shmuel. He did hear it on Shmuel. So what's he saying? Rabbi Huda's din is really he got it from Shmuel, the boy Tikkun. Rabbi Huda's point was to come to tell you the Shmuel Rabbi loves Ziz Dafka. I didn't mean only a Ziz. He came to the boy Ziz Dalad. Does Ziz Koshu? I didn't mean a full size ledge. He says any Ziz. Omar, Yehuda minay the Hudim the Kanya, so Kanya would also work. Well, for something like comes to a sudra, I don't think it's difficult. You have a package and load on your back. You could argue to get there is difficult. You take your hat off. You can get through them. It's not a full barrier. It means there's like posts. There's space in between. Okay. So the Mara says Rav says not like that. Which Rav are you referring to? So the Gemara with the Rav Mehecha. Where do you see Rav said? I assume so. There is something when they refer to the Morris called Sidei Rishus Rabbim. These are like the edges of the Rishus Rabbim. In general, was an area which they would leave for less traffic for this purpose, that it shouldn't be rubbing against right up against the houses. I'm assuming so. I don't really have to get so fancy in our understanding, but yeah, I think so. Yeah. Okay, the Rav Mehecha. Where did Rav say this? So now you're asking me about a Basra Shiloh. You're not asking me about an Erevin Shiloh. Okay. Okay. Ilema Meha. Which Rav did he mean? So Shteis Gezus Teros. Zul Malam Izu. Also Machitza Lo Yonam. Also Machitza Lo Tatana. Shein Asuras Achi Arv. That's we had before. That's starting point is the Mishnah. And Amar Huna Amar Rav Lo Shana LeBesmucha Abuflegas Arba. If the gap between the two Gezus Teros, remember the two Gezus Teros were not one above the other; they were one next to the other. One which is one was higher and lower on the wall, but they were next to each other. So Rav said, if the gap between the two is 4. Ayana Muteris Tatana Sura. So then the Hishtamshas of the Tatana through the Elyana is not only Zrika up, but it's also out. So that's the Hishtamshas there, Avir, because it has to, there's this airspace in which you have to be Mishtamish over an airspace. It's 4 Tvachim wide. It says in that situation, the bottom doesn't answer on the top. So you see that Derek Aber one doesn't ask the Tatan does not answer on the El Yonal Edel Moshach Averu. So Mor says no. Dil Moshena Ocha the Kiman the Zeb is Rika Bishilshul Zeb Bishilshul Luchudei. Can the Zeb is Rika the Zeb a passive dummy? The reason why it's over here is because we say that the Tachtana has no real. There's no equivalent Hishtamshus of the Tachtoina to the Yaina. So the Yaina, it belongs solely to the Yaina. That's why the bottom doesn't answer. But a case where the Shtamshas of the two of them, like Shmuel's case, which is equal, maybe Rav would agree that they do answer a Dari and you need to make some type of a hecker. Elamei ha, Damar Rav Nachman Amar Rav Bar Avua Amar Rav. So the source is going to be the following. He says, the Rav says the following halacha. Shnei batim v'shalosh charvos b'neihem. Okay, the best way to explain this is with a picture. What page do you have over there?
96. Drawing 288.
96. Okay. So you have two houses with three areas which were inhabited at one point in time and now are empty, and the three areas are open one to the other. The access from the houses to the churvos is not through a door. It's Ayin Ezrika. So Zemishtamash Basamach Shalai Ayin Ezrika. Zemishtamash Basamach Shalai Ayin Ezrika. So the one which is closest to house A, churva A, which is next to house A, so A can be Mishtamash Ayin Ezrika, that's fine. C, the house on the other side is closer to Churva C, direct access, Ayin Ezrika, that's fine. Bem Soyi, the middle one, is Aser. Okay. So, the Bem Soyi is Aser. Now, see, take a look at the picture take a look in the picture in your Gemara. You see a little picture there, a little diagram. The Gemara is going to say that the case, it's only that picture in the back was strange. The case is that it wasn't where we pictured it was 1, 2, 3, but rather there was a the three were shaped, Gemara calls it like a triangle. It means one churva was accessed between both of them, and then there was other two churvas which each one had the singular access to, and then there was an access between the two of them. So the one which are mutter is, so the one which is basically seems to be singular access to one or to the other, those are mutter. The one which is accessed between both of them, so that's the case which is also right. So this case, that case is also Rashi points out. So that, because that's like the bore. I mean, you have to be mishtamish out. But the answer is the bore, the only thing you do with it is take water out of it, and that's mishtamishes. Bezrika and Shilshul, so it's not easy. Over here, you could store things there. You could do a lot of things there, which regular Shilshul would work for you that. You don't need Zrika, but Davka. So both of them have access to that area. So let's see. So what do you see from Rav? Let's hear Rashi. Okay. The Rav Mehecha. Shemin, and where do you see in Rav? Shetashmish Gomer, who... No. So Rav says the case of the two gezus teros, the one that's not us and the other is only that one us on the other is ele besmucha. It's not, there's not a gap of four tefachim in width between the two of them. That would the gvoya mimenu asur, even though it's 10 tefachim high. Rabbi Tamei Damer Zeb Shilshul Zeb Zrika Shtein Asurin Tashmish the Shilshul Zrika Choshev Tashmish. So the bottom one has access, the Shilshul Ayire Shilshul and Zrika, that's also called access. Abba Muflegis me connect the Dalab, but it's 4 tefachim away. The Kima Deino Tatoina Kan El Tashmish Mufleg Bimeshet. It's also not only going up, but also going out or away from it. Zehu Aver, that's called Aver. We love Tashmishu, and that's not a good Tashmish. Rashi points out, Lomitzina, Loshan Aflaga, Beshas, Begova, Elba, Bemishchar, Behamshacha, Kidnam, Asisin, Medelman, and Mesmucha. So, we know the Rav he's discussing four. He's discussing four, not up, but away, because that's how it's always used. So you see this yesod. So he says, no, Shaniach, the Kimid of the Zeb is Rikas Avir, is Rikas Goiva, it has to go up and away. Mashilshul, and then Shilshul. Zeb Shilshul, the Chudeim, Shemashalshul, Dali Liam, Kil the Zeb has a Zeb is Rika, that even Rav agrees, the Zeb has a Zeb is Rika. It belongs to the Pesach. Abba Gavi Bor, Eshneim Shavim, Baflogah, Lo Elam, Emel Chod Asri. Maybe it does Asri. So the case was, Gimel Chavis Beinem. Chitzis Putzim Zulusu. Veim and Diurin. They're all open between each other. And there's nobody living in them. Veim and Baalim, nobody owns them. Ela B'nei Batim, these people use them. V'yesh Chalodes B'batim, Psuchim L'Kurban. There's an access through a Chalodes. The fact that this churva is open more than yud into the next churva, which belongs to the other house, doesn't answer in each other. So even though they both have access really through to both of them, it doesn't matter. You can use the whole thing. So what's right next to them, they can do Ayinei Shilshul. That would say would be Mishtamash with the other Chorvas Ayinei Zrika. So each one, that's like Mishtamash, what's called Derech Avir. You have to access out. So accessing out is not called Mishtamash, it's the Asr in each other. Sometimes do that. They sometimes throw something into the other churva. And also, however, that doesn't answer Derek Aver. Shein lo yalov tashmish ala yedei Aver. It's a tashmish ala yedei Aver. Doesn't answer. Abasmucha lechaveroi lo yishtamish. Philip Zrika. Hal b'yesh lechaveroi bo tashmish noyach b'shulshul samach lechaloinoi. So even though during the week that I sometimes use that, so I have a hishtamish derech aver, I don't answer in you, but on Shabbos I can't use yours because the ma'aseh you have it, I get a shilshul. So I don't have access enough to allow me to get to answer in you, but I talk it on rights to use it on Shabbos. So therefore, each one which is miyuchet to one of them, they write say this is my makom shilshul and not your makom shilshul. So I can use it. I have the Tashan Ayyad Zrika during the week, it doesn't answer me. And that's where you see Rav's point that Ayyad Zrika doesn't answer. We have a hold another Rashi over here. Leave the last Rashi for next week.